And as they lead us in worship unto the King, and as we begin to pray for just a few minutes, we have a few minutes left. So, and as we do, you lift your hands and lift your hearts. And as the choir leads us in song today, I want you to begin to pray all over this building. God loves you today. If you're not born again of the water and of the Spirit, there's all.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
He's in the midst of me.
You've graced us with your presence. And now, Lord, if you would be so kind as to allow me to ask one more thing, that you would fill us with a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. I know, Lord, that you've done a lot. This is a personal prayer. They just happen to be listening in, but I know that you've done a lot. And excuse me, but I ask that those that are in bondage, that you would, if you would you deliver them? Just deliver them. Deliver them again. Because they don't believe that you're God. I pray now that they will hear your word, receive your word, in Jesus' name, amen. Have faith. How many of you know that he'll heal you? I can't wait. I'm in the book of 2 Chronicles, a game. Well, I've just came out of it. going into the book of Ezra. And in the book of 2 Chronicles, the king Josiah, as he began to make the spiritual reforms, he got the choir together, the singers and the porters who were the doorkeepers. And they began to lead the people of God and usher the people of God into the presence of God. See, they were attempting to get God's Shekinah glory back into the temple. Because, can I just say this for a minute? Because the people had gotten so bad inside of the temple, and they begin to do things that were out of order. You know what I'm talking about? Have, you know, sell and buy and sell and trade and have concerts all in the, oh, I wasn't supposed to say that, but have concerts in the very sanctuary of God until the Spirit got tired of it and he got up, left, and went into the mountaintop. And when he got up and left, then King Nebuchadnezzar came in and were able to take and steal the treasures of God. Well, I know somebody is wondering now what in the world a pastor is talking about. You see, when you get your life and your lifestyle gets so bad, the Holy Spirit will get up and leave out. And when he gets up and leave out, the devil comes in and steals your treasure. What's my treasure? Joy is my treasure. Praise is my treasure. True worship is my treasure. And guess what he does? He takes it and he takes it to his own place. But guess what? You ought to get big, bad, and bold enough to go back to God. You see, but when you get this worshiping God and start praising God and you get your life and your lifestyle back together, then the Shekinah glory comes back in and God fills you. And when he fills you, you get your treasure back. You get your joy back. You get your praise back. I just thought maybe I'd throw that in just for free. You've been wondering how in the world that your joy left you. It was because your life and your lifestyle got so bad. You see, the Shekinah glory of God didn't leave their presence, but he did leave the temple. He doesn't leave your presence because he said, lo, I'm with you. He said, but I got to get out of this temple. Too much alcohol, too much drug, too much mess, too much gossip, too much hatred, too much malice. Somebody not with me yet. Too much of all of that. And so the Holy Spirit said, I can't live in here with all of that. You're not going to live in your house with a garbage that stinks. Either you got to go or the garbage got to go. And so the Holy Spirit said, well, I'll leave until they take out the garbage. There is a word from the Lord today. It is found in the book of 2 Corinthians again. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I'm just going to teach for a while and then I'll leave you alone. I ain't got but maybe 10 minutes. My seminary teacher said we're supposed to be able to preach a whole message in 5. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6, 8, 10, and 11. Come on now, let's go. Come on. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6, 8, 10, and 11. And the word of God thus reads. When you have it, say amen. Amen. Paul talks to the church here at Corinth. And Paul says, but this I say. Verse 6. He said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly. Are you with me yet? I'll know when you have it because all of you will signify it by saying amen. Amen. And you'll read along with me. He said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall what? And he which soweth bountifully. Drop down to verse 8. And God. Well, there should have been some shouting right along there. Well, the believers can shout because we know that God is able to make all grace abounding toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Drop down to verse 10. He said, now he that ministereth seed to the sower both minister bread for your food and do what? Multiply. Somebody say multiply. Multiply your seed sown and what? That would have been a shouting right there. Well, people of God going to get this after a while. They'll get it. It's going to take a while. And increase the fruits of your prosperity. I know it's a righteousness, but he's going to increase the fruits of your prosperity. He says, being enriched in... They're going to get it after a while, God, and it's going to take them a little while. Being enriched in... Everything that you do, you're going to be successful. Everything that you do, God gonna make sure that it prosper. I'm talking about in every facet of your life, your children going to be successful. Your life is going to be successful. Your health is going to be successful. Everything that you, wait a minute, hold it. Let me just put it like this. Since you don't understand this, let me put it like that. In other words, you're going to have the Midas touch. Everything that you touch gonna be successful. You know why? Because God is gonna be in it. Well, let me help you here. Everything in all bountifulness which causes through us thanksgiving. You see, God wants you to prosper. He's gonna let you be blessed. He's gonna let everything be successful because it's gonna be you that give God the thanks. See, God is gonna get the glory out of it. Anybody getting it yet? I want to talk to you today again about breaking the strongholds of poverty. Breaking the strongholds of poverty. Breaking them. They need to be broken. I just told you a few minutes ago how the enemy has come in and stolen your treasure. Breaking those strongholds, and he is holding you and your possessions captive. My brothers and my sisters, where is your joy? Where is your prosperity? Where has all of these things gone? Why has others been prosperous and you haven't? Why have things been happening to other people and in other places, but it seems that it's not happening to you? Well, I want to tell you something today. It is because you are going to have to break the bonds and the strongholds of poverty. You need to say amen there. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? There has been, the devil has had your stuff. He has had your mind. He's had your joy. He's had your peace of mind. He's had your heart. He's had all of these things that belong to you. And what you're going to have to learn to do is use what God has given you. You see, Jesus says, I have all power of heaven and earth in my hands, but the Lord gave the power to you. There are many of us that are living in poverty, and the reason why we're living in poverty is because we just like it. I'm going to be honest with you. You're living in poverty because you just like it. There are some folk that have found it comfortable to live in poverty. Why? Because they get attention. You know, somebody would say, everything gonna be all right. And here's somebody giving you something. And you know, they like that. They get attention by living that way. They're always depressed. And so when they're always depressed, somebody gonna come along and say, well, baby, gonna be all right. You know, that's how they get attention. And so they've just gotten immune to it. They just love it. But I came here to tell you, my God said that he came that I might have life, and that I might have it more abundantly. So therefore, as long as I've got King Jesus, I'm not going to lay and live in poverty when Christ has given me life that I might have it more abundantly. You think that God healed you so you can be a beggar? You think that Christ healed you and lift you up so that you can depend on other people? No, Christ delivered you so that you can live and be free. Let me help you here. I know this is going over a whole lot of folk head. They're just not getting it, but I want to tell you something, that you can break those strongholds of poverty. Watch this. What Paul was doing here is what Paul, he was written this letter to Corinth, and the children at Corinth, the believers, were having the same problem. You see, the believers had fallen from prosperity, and they were falling into poverty. Not only were they falling into poverty materially, but they were also falling into poverty spiritually. And so what he wanted to do was to show them that there is a better side to life. Watch what Christ does. Christ does this through Paul. Watch what he says. He says, now, he wanted to show the believer how to be an investor. He wanted to show the believer how to be an investor. You see, there's something that I've learned about believers. Believers sometimes get lazy. You watch this. God first blessed them, and when he blessed them with a little bit, they get relaxed. They said they fall into mediocrity. They say, oh, well, I'm all right. I got enough. I'm okay. You know, the devil pressing me a little bit, but I'm all right. No, I know that God has another level for me. You see, you got to understand, in Christianity, God has another level for you. He wants better for you than you even have right now. There are some folk that when they first get saved and they first start serving God, they get a new car, and boy, they just as happy. They jump up, and they, guess what? God said, listen, I've got even more than that for you. I've got peace of mind for you. I've got some joy, and that joy that God has that you haven't even seen yet, it's unspeakable. Y'all hadn't gotten it yet. You've never experienced unspeakable joy. You know, let me tell you what unspeakable joy is. Unspeakable joy is when somebody say, how you doing? You say, I'm just, God is just, Lord have mercy, just let me try to. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. He picked me up, and he turned me around, and he placed my feet on solid ground. He healed my body. He healed my child. He unspeakable. They be saying, well, come on, get it out. I can't. I sleep good at night. I eat good in the daytime. Y'all not with me yet. You know, that you just, it's just unspeakable. And what God says, I have joy for you that's unspeakable. God got some stuff for you you haven't even tapped into yet. Watch this. Can I just do this? I only have a couple more minutes. Let me do this. Watch this. We see in verse 6, open your Bibles, because I want you to see something here. Paul says, this I say unto you, he which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully, which means with blessings. In other words, what God wants to do is he's trying to make you, the believer, an investor. And every investor expects, watch this, every investor makes an investment and he expects a return. Somebody didn't get it. I know when we go to talking about in our community, when we go to talking about investments, we'd rather gamble than invest. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave here. We'll rather play bingo and we'll rather go to the casino than to invest in God. Did you not know that that's how the bingo and the casino get rich? Because the odds are against you, but with God. I ain't gonna have no friend. I know everybody got quiet. That's all right. But you need to know these things because you need to understand that God wants to make you a spiritual investor. He's trying to make you an active participant in your own blessing. Let me help somebody. Jesus told the 10 lepers, there were some folk, they were had leprosy, and they were, Jesus was way over on the other side, and they said, Jesus, have mercy on us. Jesus didn't go up there and touch them and heal them. Jesus said, listen, go show yourself to the priest. I wish I had some believers here. And while they were on their way, their healing came. Jesus said, I want to make you an active participant in your own blessing. God wants you to do something in your blessing. You want to just lay there. And God said, I'm not going to do that for you. He says, when you get up, get on your knees and have faith in God. He said, I'll do something for you. God is not going to trust you. Guess what? God is not going to trust you with a lot if he can't trust you with a little bit. I ain't going to have a single friend when I leave here. Watch this. He wants to make you an investor, and every investor makes an investment, and you should expect a return. I don't know about you, my brothers and my sisters, but when I invest my time, my treasure, and my talent to the Lord, I expect a return. Why? Because the Word of God said, cast your bread upon the waters, and in many days, now, your many days determine on your maturity. Y'all not with me yet. Your return here, it depends on your spiritual maturity. In other words, if God can't trust you with a little, he's not going to trust you with even more. You see, if you're still childish enough to be talking about somebody and to be acting a fool with the little that you have, then God said, I can't trust you with nothing else. Because you're going to be talking about somebody with this little. Guess what? God trusts you with a little, give you a little bit, and somebody asks you for something, and you got nerve enough to turn your nose up, and it was just yesterday that you didn't have $2 over rent money. I ain't going to have a single friend when I leave here. But notice here, but God said the more mature that you get, when you get to the point to where your heart is no longer where your treasure is, Jesus said, wherever a man's heart is, wherever a man's treasure is, that's where his heart is. Watch this. When you get to the point where God can trust you, where he can't trust you with a little bit, you know, you get a little raise and you quit giving your tithe, God show you. Because some of those blessings get cut off. Wham, wham, wham. Insurance go up. Medical bills show up. See, he shows you. He said, listen, if you keep being faithful, he's going to help you. Watch this. Watch this. Second of all, I leave you alone. Second of all, watch this. He wants to make you an investor. Second.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Ms. Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary. A family serving families.
Robinson Family Mortuary is now located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. Hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Robinson Family Mortuary, a proud sponsor of this program.
Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has a full range of services that are available, such as online banking, freedom checking, 24-hour bank line. You can phone 1-800-992-7059. And we are an equal housing lender. Southern Heritage Bank promises prompt services without unnecessary hassle. Come in. Let us service your banking need. Again, that all-important phone number is 318-561-2227.
Your life is a wreck. Your car is a wreck. Will your family be next? At Hunter & Beck, it's not about the money. It's about respect. With Hunter & Beck, you get experienced trial attorneys. 318-487-1997 or 800-448-8614. And remember, at Hunter & Beck, you get Hunter & Beck.
Thank you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8715 to purchase a CD for only a $7 donation. Always remember, it's worth a trip to come and visit Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana.
This is Pastor Harry Cooper from Live Big Ministries at Hollywood Presbyterian Church, and we're inviting you to tune in to our new time on Mondays at 12:30. That's Mondays at 12:30 p.m. And Live Big, we are equipping, encouraging, and empowering you to live in victory every day.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Back home, he told